Welcome back, everybody. As always, I am your friend, the Neighborhood Wraith.
And I'm Speedy.
I'm on my phone. I'm also Pickle.
All right.
And we are the Spider Bros.
We are the Spider Bros. Woo! Yeah. So I guess today we're talking about movies. So I don't know, like, I guess where do we start with that? Just like kind of like your, what's your favorite?
Okay, so.
Wait, no, wait, wait, 1904?
1904s was a great time for movies.
Okay. Anyways, all what were you going to say? Silent. Oh my God. All right, what were you going to say? Wraith, what were you going to say? Hello?
I'm sorry, he's eating again.
Okay, well, I'll say my favorite movie. My favorite movie of all time has to be, because I'm basic, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, that is pretty basic.
Okay, yeah. Okay, well, I love all the Harry Potter movies, and I read them, and
well,
I grew up on them.
Everybody enjoys Harry Potter.
I do not.
He's the exception.
I do not. Okay. I've been very vocal about that.
Pickle.
I was going to say, you can't make a generalization and say everyone likes Harry Potter. A lot of people.
I assure you, when you say your favorite movie, no one's going to give a crap about that either.
That's so mean.
I didn't know if we could cut on this or not.
No, you can't. It's explicit.
Okay, that's fucking rude.
Yeah.
What you just said, nobody cares, so I'm just retorting back and saying nobody will care when you say your favorite movie.
When you said retorting, I like automatically just thought of like a tortoise like recoiling
in
back
a movie?
Into a show.
Yes, I love tortoises in movies.
Yeah, me too.
Like in Sonic.
Right, yes. Yes.
Anyway,
okay, what's your favorite movie? Anyways.
No, so what has your favorite movie been during the whole quarantine?
No, you have to say your favorite movie.
Oh my God, during the quarantine?
But my favorite movie would have to be Small Soldiers.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I have that. You know, I have that movie in my collection.
Oh,
actually.
Dude, that movie is so good.
It's so good.
I love it.
Wait, okay, so you said during quarantine though? Okay,
yeah,
you didn't say your favorite movie though,
no,
too. But you have
so
to find
sorry.
I have to figure mine out from
so
quarantine.
Sorry.
Okay.
So in quarantine or just
no, this is first what's your favorite movie of all time, and then I guess during quarantine, I guess.
Oh my God. Favorite movie.
Also, I'm so
time.
Hungry. Go ahead.
The oven's preheated. It's preheated.
Okay.
You got this, I believe in you.
You shut the hell up so I can speak.
Well, say
Thank
it.
You.
Say it.
Anyway, favorite movie of all time is probably Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, probably.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make all these fucking talks.
That's probably my favorite. I really enjoy that.
Is that
movie.
The one with the fucking that's the one you've been trying to show me, right?
I've been trying to show you a lot of movies.
Well, yeah.
But no.
Is that the one with Johnny Depp or not?
Yes.
Yes.
That is the one where they go into Bat Country.
Yeah.
This is Bat Country.
This is Bat Country.
Yeah.
This is where all the Corona came.
Well, there you go. That's my favorite movie of all time.
Hey, your favorite movie during quarantine.
Yeah.
I don't. Most of the movies I've watched during quarantine, I've already seen. So it hasn't really been anything new, but
favorite movie we've watched together during quarantine. Because
yeah,
I have a movie for that.
I might see back a little bit. Sorry. Does it have to be a movie though? Does it have to can it be like a Netflix show or like a Netflix movie?
Those are movies.
Those are movies.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure that I watched Marriage Story during quarantine, so that was probably my favorite.
What movie did I watch during quarantine that I really enjoyed? I can't remember now.
My
really
favorite.
Unfortunate. You know, I've seen it already. Yeah, it's still my turn, by the way.
The Savagery.
I guess probably my favorite, even though I've seen it before, was probably Creep and Creep 2. More Creep 1.
Watch your Creep together.
I still need to watch that.
Yeah, you do.
I was in Colorado and Utah while they watched this, and they said it's a great movie. So
it is a great movie. Wait, your family has seen it too?
No, I don't think they've seen that movie. I doubt they've seen that because my mom.
What are you talking about?
No. I said I was on vacation while you guys watched that movie.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were like, yeah, they were all telling me it's a great movie.
Just you guys.
It is.
All you meaning like the both of you. I have to be more specific, I guess, with that. But yeah, just the two of you watched it while I was on vacation.
Yes, it's a great movie. Check it out. Creep on Netflix.
With a guy with a werewolf mask.
And Creep 2, which
right.
is still pretty good.
So is that like based off of Radiohead's song, Creep?
No, not at all, actually.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Well,
that's unfortunate.
No.
That's unfortunate.
Not at all. Maybe... after this, we could watch it.
Yeah. Or we could record or whatever. Anyways, do whatever. Figure it out.
Are we already recording?
Hey.
Well, I'm talking about like a recording, like a video game YouTube video. Or something. Yeah.
Anyway.
What's the timer going on?
Anyway, it's 14 minutes. Say what your favorite movie during quarantine
please.
Is.
My
yeah.
favorite movie during
In
quarantine.
This.
I have two stories. First one has to be when we were all watching Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, we oh, God damn it.
That was during quarantine.
That was. It
that
was.
Was during, the
yeah.
whole time we've lived together has been quarantine, my dude.
Yeah. You moved in April, so you...
Okay, well, I consider quarantine is when I lost my job temporarily at Hoo Hut. That's what I consider.
No, I'm
quarantine.
Talking about like the entirety of like from March until now. Like when quarantine literally started, when everything shut
down. It started for me when I lost my job, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's.
Because I can still go out and work.
This man's been working from home.
I've been working from home since March, so.
Don't worry, guys. We'll be good. But anyway, so the reason why it's Jay and Silent Bob reboot is because the Chris Jericho part.
I don't think we're allowed to talk about that on here.
Are we not?
Do you not remember his character in
yes,
that
I
movie?
Do, but like
I don't
it's we put it as explicit, so technically we could talk about it.
It's explicit and we're not like saying anything about like
but maybe we shouldn't because that'd be spoilers too at the same time.
I mean if you've seen the movie, you know.
Well
you know.
Exactly.
You know.
So just the Chris Jericho
you know.
Part of
the
that
Chris
movie.
Jericho part.
Right.
And we were all just why?
Oh my
yeah.
god. That was so bad.
I was
like
shocked.
I was like, are you they literally just put that in here.
But
like,
I feel like I was probably the most shocked because I grew up watching Chris
yeah.
Jericho wrestling. I was like, so this is what he's doing nowadays.
Well, I was just shocked in general because I was like, oh, so they included that scene in this movie. Okay,
well, my jaw
yeah.
dropped when
yeah.
he showed up. I was like, oh Chris, oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Chris Jericho, you're not my hero.
He was never my hero. I just enjoyed watching him. Now I don't want to ever see him ever again. Because he kind of.
I mean, that's fair. Him. That was a pretty dark scene. So.
But also,
funny,
my other favorite one was Wes Craven's new Nightmare. When we all
oh yes,
Wes Craven's new Nightmare.
Yes, we watched the entirety of Nightmare on Elm Street. Yes,
that was a fun.
That literally has to be like the most fun I've ever had watching a movie, like any kind of movie. Like,
yeah,
honestly.
like at the end, I think it was actually at the end of Wes Craven's New Nightmare, we all stood up and just clapped. Like,
yes! We're just like, woo!
Yes!
Woo! Yeah!
So please,
do we want to talk about that movie?
Oh my god. Like, do we want to talk about Wes Craven's New Nightmare?
I mean,
I don't know if
that's really
a good idea because.
Not really spoilers because.
Okay,
it's
but
like,
it's okay.
The
reason I say spoilers for Jay and Silent Bob is because that movie literally came out last year, but Wes Craven's New Nightmare came out like how long
literally,
ago at this
the
point?
The reason that I'm saying it's not a good idea is because with me and horror movies, I would be going on for about the next
oh,
5 hours
yeah.
talking about horror movies.
But we can, talk,
dude,
we can talk about Wes Craven's New Nightmare,
you're
though.
You're not
going to
get
like, that specifically.
Stop.
Well. We can
that's
just
cool.
go.
That's fine.
We,
let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah,
let's
go.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Let's
because
go.
That was literally the well, like okay.
Discuss
how we were like okay. What if what is her name in that? Nancy was that
yes,
her name?
Yes, Nancy.
Nancy. Nancy. She
Nancy.
Her kid is just like sitting at the top or standing at the top of the fucking playground.
Dominoes. Dominoes.
He's just like commanding all the people
he's,
from up
he's
above.
Standing
he's
on
like.
The top. Oh, he's standing on the top of this jungle gym, and like
yeah.
the sun is beaming down on him, and he has his arms up in the air.
Yes.
And we're just watching this, and all of us are just, Reduce Dominus!
The movie should have won every Grammy.
And Grammy?
Grammys aren't even movies, and it should have won a Grammy.
No, it should have won a Grammy. It should have won an Emmy. It should have got EGOT status. It should have had
an Emmy. Should have won a Grammy. Should have won a Teen Choice Award.
Oscar, Tony.
Teen Choice Award.
Wait, no. If it has those, that part where the
best
kid.
Best Kisser. No, Best Kiss Award. And there was no kissing in that. Well, actually,
there was. Her.
Robert Englund wins Best
Kiss. Spoiler alert. I was talking to her husband in that movie right before he...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was talking about how Freddie's tongue just...
The scene Best Kiss.
Does he do that again in that movie or not?
Yes, he does.
In The New Nightmare?
Yes, but his tongue gets a lot longer.
Oh.
It literally stretches out and attacks her. So that's why I believe that Robert Englund should win Best Kiss Award.
Best honestly, I would love to just make out with Robert Englund. That'd be great. Okay. That's just me. I mean,
I don't think he might not appreciate that too much.
I mean, I'm saying if he would be okay with that, like I totally would. But
he's kind of old. I wouldn't.
I'm all about that.
He might be dying in like the next year or two.
Exactly. That's why I have to make out with him before he dies.
I hope not.
Oh my.
He's just, old.
Man,
okay.
This
I'm not into guilt.
Oh my God.
I'm not into old men or women.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, Robert Englund, will you be my sugar daddy?
I would much rather Robert
Jr.
Sugar
Jr. No, oh, God, yeah, sugar granddaddy. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Probably hit him up.
No, I don't think I will.
Somebody
bro, I think
give us the number to Robert.
I feel like everyone wants that.
I'll be your grandbaby.
Oh, my God. I'll be your sugar grandbaby.
We have gotten...
We've gone way off topic now.
Well, that's how all these podcasts
go.
At least the good ones that I listen to. That's how
let's
they
go completely off topic. Like we're just talking about how we want Robert Englund to be our sugar granddaddy. And
sugar granddaddy.
Does anybody have his contact information? Like, hit us up in the comments if you do. Like,
if
totally.
You do that, then I'm taking it all because that's like my hero. So I'm talking to
same.
Him. You're not getting anywhere near him.
I'm not personally. So only you get to have the conversation. Only you
mine.
Get to be the sugar baby. Just Robert
Englund. He's mine.
Okay. Like for me, Canyon, the boy's soul is mine.
Robert Englund's soul is mine.
What? Robert Englund's soul
Robert
is England's mine.
Soul is mine. So do you want to be one of the souls on fucking Freddy's body? Is that what you're aspiring
to be? That's ever since I was like a wee little lad. I would have always loved to have just been that one soul.
Oh,
that
God.
One soul on his nipple. I that's what I've always
where
wanted
it was
to be.
Like start fucking like twisting
yes.
off.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
No, I want to be
you want to be his nipple.
No, I want to be the soul that I think it was might correct me if I'm wrong, but the dream child where he has all the he's like sitting in the he's sitting in the pizza restaurant and he takes off his shirt and he has all these souls and he like pokes one and puts it on his pizza as like pepperoni and then eats it.
I
want to be that soul specifically. I want to get ate by Robert Downey Jr.
Oh God!
Wait, Robert Downey Jr.
Sorry, Robert Englund.
Okay, wait a minute.
Actors mixed
wait
up.
A minute. What if they did a parody, but like it's supposed to be like okay, so it's like a movie, kind of like what they did with the New Nightmare.
Like a movie.
Okay, no, but it's like where they're like you know how they're like making the Nightmare on Elm Street, but it's like a movie, but it has Robert Englund. But instead, it's Robert Downey Jr. as Freddy.
I would not appreciate that.
You wouldn't appreciate
that. There's
only
one man that can do that, and that's Robert Englund.
Okay, now I'm curious as to what he would look like.
They want
to
get Kevin Bacon to do Freddy.
Canadian
Are you
Bacon?
Serious?
Yeah, I don't know. Robert Englund even said, I would love for Kevin Bacon to be Freddy, and I'm just
Why?
Sitting here like, I don't.
No, I don't think anybody really wants that. This is
only Robert Englund, and what he says goes because he's God.
Okay, Robert Englund.
Robert Downey England?
You need Robert Downey England?
No, okay, so I got to say my favorite kill in Nightmare... has to be the roach scene.
Oh my God.
In the roach farm where the chick becomes the roach.
That was disgusting.
Oh, hell yeah. Why is it brutal?
Okay, you know what's more disgusting?
It's brutal.
And this one always gets me, is the one where she's the one who's like a past addict. And he has like the fucking needles, and there's like mouse on her arm.
That's the best one.
But that's always the one that like gets me the most. And it's so gross.
Oh yeah, there's an extended part of that.
Is there?
Where like it actually Like, sucks her soul out.
Really? So does she actually die in that scene? Or
oh, yeah, she's dead.
Because I thought she came back.
Nope, she's dead.
Well, you know, that's what drugs sometimes do to you. You just die. OD. Well,
are you good in there?
Huh?
Are you good in there? Like, it literally just sounded like you were tripping all over everything.
No, I'm just getting
fucking juice.
My God, where are you going?
The oven's, it's almost done.
What are you doing?
The pizza thingies, they're almost done. The fucking Takis.
Cool, so we can like eat while we're on this, just like last episode.
Well, no, we can go on break to eat. We can wait for them to cool off and we can eat and then get back. And...
Yay.
You sound so excited.
I'm actually enjoying this quite a bit.
I mean, we don't have to eat these Tostino thingies if you don't
want Dude, I want some fucking Takis in my mouth.
I'm enjoying this a lot more than the first episode.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways. What else? What else were we doing with the fucking New Nightmare?
Movies.
Oh, we're still talking about that.
Well, like, we can go on to something
else.
Oh,
what was your favorite death? You said your favorite death was the one in Dream Warriors?
I don't know if it's my favorite, but it was just like the one that stuck with me the most. So I guess it's my favorite. We'll go with that.
What the fuck were you doing?
He was slapping his nipple. I don't know.
Sorry, I get wandering hands.
Alrighty.
Speedy's nipple.
That's why they
pickle
me,
stop.
That's why they call me Pickle, because I have wondrous hands.
Yikes.
But
yeah, boy. Anyway,
Pickle 2020.
Oh my God! Cancel Pickle 2020.
Cancel. God, Meat Canyons, like latest video.
Oh my God, Pickle has wandering hands.
Probably gonna get me canceled, but so anyway, yeah.
My God.
No,
you have to say what's your favorite death from
the whole Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah,
series?
from the entire series.
My God, my dude.
Can be any one of them.
My dude, that's gonna take me a little bit. Probably, honestly, the Super Freddy when he was like. When he was like a comic book villain and he had like the lightning bolt on his chest and he got
and then he literally just
cut the comic book writer like down to tiny little pieces.
That's pretty cool.
That was pretty dope.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty dope.
I like that.
Yeah.
Did you say your favorite?
No, he hasn't.
No, you haven't yet. While I get these pizza rolls, what's your favorite?
Which one stuck with you the most?
Oh, Welcome to Prime Time, bitch.
Yes!
Like,
yes!
That's so basic, but it's a good one.
Ouch.
But you know
it is basic. Everyone goes for that one, but it is a good kill, so it's fine.
It is a very good kill.
It's because it's so unexpected. He's just like, it's prime time, bitch.
Let's cut the evil out of this shot.
That was just terrible. I mean, I don't. That was bad. Let's cut the evil.
Oh yeah, I know exactly.
That was just terrible.
Cut the evil out of.
Yep.
Evil out of this world.
Okay.
I don't even know why I did the line like that, but I just had the glove on and it just.
Well, okay, so, like, I would say, like, what movies are you looking forward to, but, like, there's literally only one that's coming out that we, I mean, there's more, but, like, right now, the only
one
that's coming out in theaters that we know of right now is New Mutants. So, and we talked about that one already, so.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I'm looking forward to Suicide Squad. I'm looking forward to the Batman looked interesting.
I'm pretty excited for the Batman. The new Batman movie?
Yeah.
Did you see the trailer?
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that one.
Suicide Squad sounds interesting.
Okay, the fact that Peter Capaldi is playing the Thinker is
that makes
literally
me so happy.
Yeah, is literally the best thing that could happen. Because the Thinker is one of my favorite characters and I thought they did a fairly decent job on the Flash TV show, but they're actually putting the fucking whatever shit in his head and Peter Capaldi as an actor is just amazing.
I love
if you haven't seen Doctor Who, his run as Doctor Who, definitely check it out. Because, I mean, the first season I wasn't like a huge fan of, but like
he
definitely grows on you for sure. So
The Pokemon reference.
Yes. So awesome. He's like the cool grandpappy. Granddad.
So, Dr. What?
I don't like hearing that.
Oh my god. That's because we were literally just talking about how Robert Englund should be our sugared granddad.
I'm looking forward to the next Doctor Strange movie. I'm looking forward to The Flash. I'm looking forward to a lot.
I'm looking forward
because
to
they
the,
gave me clarification on a whole bunch of stuff. Like, like the same dude that directed the It remakes is making The Flash.
Yeah.
He immediately sold me. I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
That and fucking, what were they saying about that? They're like, Ben Affleck is coming back for it.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Which, okay, the
but
only reason,
my favorite, Michael Keaton, is also coming back.
Yeah,
the only reason I'm excited, I think I know what they're doing with
I
it.
I think
that
I know what they're doing.
I think they're going to kill him off in this movie.
Oh,
that's why his last
movie. This
movie
is like straight up sounding like it's going to be Flashpoint.
I was like, it's literally just going to be Flashpoint. His Batman's going to die. They're going to reintroduce a new Batman. And that's going to be the Batman from now on. It's going to be a different Batman. It might just be Robert Pattinson.
They are legitimately just doing Flashpoint.
Or what if Michael Keaton becomes the Batman of the DC Universe? I don't know.
I don't think he would really want... He didn't really want to do it in the first place.
If it's not Michael Keaton, they should get... what's
Michael
his name? Wong. No.
I love how it took you a minute there for it to get...
Yeah,
like,
no. 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 Okay, so who Negan, the guy who plays Negan.
Oh, yeah.
He played
Jeffrey Dean Morgan?
Yeah. He played Thomas Wayne in fucking Batman v Superman. Yeah. And I think why would you get an actor that big? What?
The grace is on me.
But anyways, why would you get an actor that big to play Thomas
everybody
Wayne for like 5 minutes or
everybody
like 4 seconds.
Everybody wanted him to come back as Thomas Wayne, but who knows if he will or not.
Well,
I mean, he even wanted to come back as Thomas Wayne. He's like, I would love to do it, but that's all up to the higher ups to
decide. And I think that's what they were originally planning, so I don't know if that's what they're still doing or if they're just planning on like switching out and doing somebody else. So they're like, oh, Michael Keaton will be our Batman. I don't know. Like, I really don't know what they're planning on doing with that movie. But the fact that they're setting up the multiverse and like, so we're getting the multiverse in Marvel, and I guess we're getting it in DC now. So, and also the fact that they released Justice Society of America, which was like, was not expecting that, and like Hawkman and all that.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah,
I'm gonna take a picture of your face for Trevor because he wants to put chibi faces, and he wants to get like the shape of your head. I guess.
All right.
I don't know.
Like.
Oh.
That's so awkward. I'd probably have like a really stupid face.
Oh, yeah, you do.
That's fine.
Oh man, my hair. Ooh. Boy.
So for reference, we have one of our friends making a logo for us just because the one that we're using right now is
not bad,
but
you know.
Yeah, we would like to have one that we have we made.
Need a haircut.
Well, I got you. After this episode is done.
Trevor wants pictures of your face so he can
But anyways, what was I saying? Something about the multiverse and how that's getting set up. No. I was talking about the Justice Society. they're introducing Hawkman and if you haven't seen that they've released that for Black Adam. They don't actually have footage for the Black Adam movie, so I think what they just did is just rendered up a bunch of illustrations. And I guess Hawkman, who else? Thank you.
Hawkman.
What's his name?
Cyclone.
Adam Smasher.
Adam Smasher, yeah.
Adam Smasher,
yeah.
And everyone's favorite, my personal favorite, Dr. Fate.
Dr. Fate, yeah.
I'm super excited for Dr. Fate.
I love his helmet. I love his helmet. It's really sick. Naboo. It's iconic.
Naboo. Pretty sure that's what it's called. I don't remember.
Like Naboo the planet from Star Wars?
No, Naboo!
Oh.
Like the whole entire other being that he becomes when he puts on the helmet.
Is his name really Naboo?
It's something like that. I don't remember.
It's just going to remind me
people
of
are
fucking
gonna go
Star
off
Wars.
People are going to go off and correct me hardcore, but...
I don't know.
These are really hot.
Yeah. That's usually how pizza roll things are.
No,
usually. But
No, yeah, you're right. Naboo.
Naboo. Literally, when they say that in the movie, I'm just going to think of, like, Star Wars. And
I know my comic. Do you guys know me?
Not really, apparently. I need to read more comics.
Yeah, you sure do. Fake nerd.
I am a fake nerd.
Fake fan.
Fake fan. Fake fan.
You're the one that needs to get canceled, not me.
I do need to get cancel me, please. I don't know. I don't know my. I don't know my.
God, these do have quite a kick.
Do they?
A little bit. Oh, yeah.
God. Well, I don't want to. Are we eating on podcast again?
It's not as bad as the carrots, so I think we'll be all right.
You really?
I'm just gonna wait a couple more minutes to like,
really
cool
don't
down a little bit.
Oh, dude, they're perfectly fine. They're like.
Mine tastes like fish sticks.
I don't know.
Are you a gay fish?
What?
So dumb.
Are you a gay fish?
Not that I'm aware of.
You're eating fish sticks.
I said sticks. I said sticks.
God.
Anyway, so.
Yeah, anyways.
More on this movie.
Anyways. Talk. We were talking about. Now we're going off on the DC stuff that came out yesterday.
Yeah, that me and Jordan. Sorry.
Rafe. Ooh, yeah, they are kind of spicy.
Rafe watched, but you didn't watch a single bit of it.
I was cleaning the apartment.
Yeah. Try not to talk with your mouth full. They're dirty.
Okay, well, I...
you literally laughed right when...
Just kidding.
Right
suicide,
when
they were talking about Suicide Squad.
You literally walked right out the door and we're like...
Dawson, come back.
Dawson. Dawson.
I went to Walmart to get stuff.
I wanted to call you, but...
I'm sorry I had to take care of things. I don't know.
Oh, you're the one that does that?
Yeah. Wow. It's not some fucking elf that just comes and, like, does all this stuff. And, you know,
right.
Everything's good.
Comes back
right.
And mm-hmm.
Michael yeah. Jackson cleans our apartment.
I would personally love that.
I would not, actually.
Why? Got a problem. Got a problem with...
Well, little, do you really want me to get into the reasons on the podcast?
Got a problem with little Michael?
don't call him that. Yikes.
Like Little Michael. That's another great movie, The Longest Yard with
yes.
Adam Sandler. The
yes.
remake of The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler. Did you not like that movie?
I haven't seen it.
The Longest Yard is actually...
Okay.
That's
well, it's another movie.
Okay, but
watch.
That's like one Adam Sandler movie I haven't seen. I've seen a lot of his movies.
That is like one of the best ones, in my opinion. I thought that movie was funny as hell. They got a whole bunch of wrestlers in it, too, which is even more hilarious.
They got, like,
the
Terry Crews, like, fucking, like, first big part.
Oh, yeah. Terry Crews, how he was addicted to...
He's big loving.
Cheeseburgers from...
McDonald's.
From McDonald's.
Was his name McLovin in that?
No.
Okay, I was like, oh my god.
I can't remember his name, but it had something to do with like cheeseburgers.
I actually have Superbad. We should rewatch that for sure.
McCheeseburger?
I'm McLovin. Right, we got a little more time here. Got two more minutes till break. So let's do
to run down these last couple minutes before our break, do you know what 69 Egyptian pound equals in American dollars?
This is going to be something really stupid, isn't
yeah,
it?
Probably.
Go ahead. What is it?
$4.28 in American dollars. Nice.
I knew it was
going to And we'll see you after the break.
Except we've got a minute and 20 seconds. Yeah, no, we have to keep on talking after that stupidity.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Too much. Yeah.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah. More movies.
More movies. I mean, what do you talk about in 45 seconds? I don't know. Movies.
What the fuck? Getting really, really lazy here.
Well, I'm trying to think of something to talk about for 45 seconds.
So what we're going to be talking about next, we're going to be talking about some of our favorite anime movies.
Favorite anime movies? Okay, so like
Hayao
Miyazaki.
I haven't seen many of those.
You haven't seen Hayao Miyazaki?
I have literally only seen every Dragon Ball Z movie, so that's...
Okay, that's going to have to change because...
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
there's a lot of anime movies that I have to show you. Your Name.
Oh,
Silent Voice.
All right, we'll see you in a little bit.
All that not... jazz. We literally have 15 more seconds. Down.
Stop thinking it's time for break.
I'm literally just listing off movies until the fucking thing goes on break. And five. There we go. Five, four, three, two, one. Break. Woo!
And welcome back.
Oh, hi.
So as always, there's him, and there's me.
Well, we already did that intro. That was the beginning of the episode.
As always, there's you, there's him, and there's me.
Oh my god. So we were talking about anime movies, and you said you have not seen a single anime movie besides Dragon Ball Z.
I've seen a lot of anime, but I have not seen really any anime movies. I guess other than the new My Hero, that was pretty good movie.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. Too bad it's not canon. But I enjoyed it.
Did they say it wasn't canon?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. It's not canon.
Okay, I thought it was just a side story.
No, it's just straight up not. It was just straight up a random story.
I remember when we got...
That was so good.
I remember when we saw it and we got so excited for Greg.
Okay, but like, yeah, no, but yeah, seeing Greg on screen, hell yes.
That was really cool.
Hell yes.
That was really, really cool.
No, because like they could literally, if you think about it, by the end of that movie... They could literally just be like, it's a side story because everything technically goes back to normal after the end of it. So you could consider it canon. I consider it canon.
Well, the creator does not. So.
Well, he can say whatever he wants. I consider it
canon. Yeah. Yes, he can.
Yeah. And I can say what I want.
Oh, congratulations.
Right. And that's just a theory.
My favorite anime theory has to be The Boy and the Beast.
Oh. Jesus. I don't know if I've seen that one, actually.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, I love Beauty and the Beast.
God. That's not the Disney classic, Beauty and the Beast. We're talking about Boy and the Beast, which is a movie.
Same thing.
And I don't know actually what it's about.
Sorry,
explain.
Everybody.
America, explain.
I'm sorry.
They can't hear you. You have to speak up.
I'm sorry, but I have to kill Pickle.
We are not we are not an ASMR channel, okay?
Okay, so there's this boy that
Welcome
is...
Back.
Stop it. I'm sorry. Stop it. Anyways.
Go ahead.
So it's about this boy that gets lost and ends up in a alternate town where there's a bunch of beasts, where like there's talking like bears and wolves and monkeys.
My mother was a bear.
So it sounds like Beauty and the Beast and the Jungle Book.
Okay, kind of.
I knew it.
Hey, continue. What else is it about? Without giving away spoilers.
It's about the boy learning to become a like kung fu master from this beast because the boy's an orphan.
Okay, so it's mixed in with Karate Kid too.
Yeah.
So it's Karate Kid, Beauty and the Beast, and Jungle Book.
Sounds like one hell of a trip.
Assholes.
How? We're making a comparison.
This is a good movie.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying that's what it sounds like. I never said it was a bad movie. I'm just saying that's what it sounds like.
Cool. Well, who is it made by?
Yeah, who's it made by?
What's the style? Is it like?
Is it like?
Z? Is it like?
Is like Hayao Miyazaki? Miyazaki?
Is it like My Neighbor Totoro? Is it?
Yeah.
You know, what's the style like?
Well, I think it's. Oh my god! I think it's by the same makers of Your Name, right? I've seen the trailer for it. What's the trailer on the screen?
That's why I'm turning it down.
Yeah, it's by the same makers of Your Name, Toho.
Oh, cool. So it's like, yeah.
They do really good animation, so.
Oh, it's a really, really good movie.
Why is this? This makes me very uncomfortable.
Little Red Riding Hood.
He's just like looking down at him with like that one red eye. Kyuta! Okay, so it's like fairy tale animation.
Took a change.
Yeah, it went from like, I don't know what kind of animation that, like, I don't know.
Literally went from like Vampire on the Streets.
Yeah.
To
like, this is very cartoon.
Kung Fu to
Panda.
To
yeah.
Kung Fu Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
Goodness. Anyway.
So the entire village is animals or not?
Yeah.
There's no people out there.
There's no people in this village. Except for him.
Okay, that was a Lion King shot right there. That's literally Jungle Book. That was literally Jungle Book right there. That setting was literally Jungle Book, anyways.
Oh, look, fairy tale.
Okay, they're benders. That was
a
firebender
right
there. Oh, that was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, giant butterfly. Yeah.
Wait. Okay, so there are people. What?
Yes. Because he comes from the
animals
world.
And people live in one.
Okay, watch the Your Name trailer because that movie is amazing, and we definitely
talk about movies instead of watching the trailers.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
The people can't see it.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Well, so Your Name I don't know if I can really talk about that movie because there's a lot of spoilers.
Yes.
Let's just say it's a. I don't even know how to talk about that. Well, okay. Instead of Your Name, because that's a very spoil-heavy movie. Silent Voice, which is about. And if you've seen the trailers, you know what this is essentially about. So it's he grows up, but when he was a kid, he made fun of this girl because she was deaf. And it basically flashed back and forth between the present day and, like, past. And, like, obviously he regrets, like, being – he was very cruel to her when they were younger, and it gets really bad. But if you have a chance to watch, it's a very emotional movie. And you will cry, pretty much. So, definitely a must watch. That is a great anime movie. You will definitely cry.
Definitely cry.
Definitely.
Definitely.
What's
definitely.
Technically talk about anime then. I mean,
those aren't movies!
I'm super excited for it.
Well, you could talk about Dragon Ball Z. The Dragon Ball Z movies that you've seen. Like Broly.
Yeah, Broly was a great movie.
That's
Bio
one
Broly,
that I haven't seen.
Bio Broly was not.
Bio Broly was terrible.
Is Bio Broly the sequel to this?
No,
Broly
it's like
Super?
The third one.
It's the third one.
It's the third
one. The
Broly
Super movie is the fourth movie with Broly.
But that's where he becomes
Wait,
Bio canon.
Broly?
Bio
yeah,
Broly,
Bio
just
Broly.
Don't watch it. He comes back as a liquid.
Yeah.
What? And it's not.
Man, don't.
I remember the one where it had its dad in it, and then like they were trying to get off.
That's the first one, yeah.
Okay, because that they were trying to get off of the planet,
and then the return of Broly.
Yeah,
and Bio
yeah.
Broly.
Is that the one? Okay, which one do they both have? Where they have Trunks and Goten in it, or is that just the second?
That's
one?
That's all three of them.
Okay.
Or wait, no, that is just the second one. They weren't in the first one. Never mind.
Okay,
wait,
when is the original? When is the first one? Is that take place between Cell Saga and Buu Saga, or is that?
Yes. Yes, because Future Trunks is in the first ones, and that's when he arrives. So.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Indeed, sir.
Yeah.
Indeed, sir.
Well, that's okay. So the first one is that's the one where they show him like growing into like the Super Saiyan like fucking.
Yes, and Goku
ginormous
gets his ass beat.
Yeah.
Future Trunks
but
gets his ass beat.
Don't they just show up and he's like this like tiny guy? And he's like, hey guys,
yeah,
how's it going?
That's
yeah.
The
yeah.
First one.
Okay. Yeah.
Where
yeah.
Everyone just gets
pummeled. Yeah.
Yeah. And even Vegeta's like,
oh, I can't fight him. Okay, Vegeta can't fight like anyone unless it's Goku.
Hey!
What?
How dare you?
You gotta watch Super
Mario. I'm sorry. Like, Vegeta's always like, I'm this great and powerful person. Then Goku Kakarot comes in and he's like, okay.
Yeah, you need to watch Super then because
he
definitely
outdoes
everything
shows up.
Goku does.
Well.
Okay, well, at least on the same level, he does everything that Goku does.
Right.
So.
Except for Ultra Instinct.
Ultra Instinct. I need to watch that show. I haven't seen it.
You probably been, like, eating all of that? Because I haven't had any yet. So that would be cool.
The Reese's ice cream?
That'd be cool if you didn't, like, eat all of that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I will.
All right, well, next time you go grocery shopping, you're paying for most of this.
We have a Walmart just down the street. You're just like, well, I'm going to go grab some Reese's peanut butter cup ice cream. Or go to the gas station. They have little pint-sized things at the gas station.
I don't care. We got that.
Yeah, we did get that.
And I would really like some at some point.
Yes.
But I don't want any now. I want some later. But I know that I might not have any later.
Oh my God.
Why
so.
We'll have some more later. I promise.
Okay.
So, what were you saying, Spider?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something. Like, what. Is there.
What's a new anime that you're most excited about that's coming out?
Well, I don't know if that's. I don't know. I was thinking something with movies, like the fact that, like, okay, so instead of your favorite movie, like a movie that's like shot in a way that you really appreciate, I guess, like in a different style than what usually is presented in movies. So like something like Sin City or like something like, I don't know, something like that, where it's like a completely different style of filming. The most unique movie that you've seen. Like filming wise.
I would have to say I really enjoyed the Watchmen movie.
Yeah, the way that they like shot the movie and like the, I think a lot of people,
the Vietnam scene,
give a lot of slack to that. I don't think a lot of people like that movie, from what I've heard, which doesn't make sense because from Watchmen.
A lot of people like that.
Well, I've heard people that absolutely hate Watchmen the movie because they love the comic, but I think it follows the comic pretty well from what I've read.
Not the ending.
Not the ending, no, but I think that's what they're talking about, because I know what the ending is. I don't know if I can spoil that, but...
The giant fucking tentacle monster in the sky?
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't happen in the movie.
No, it doesn't. And I don't know. Like, it's a lot more violent in the comic book, for sure. It's not the movie's pretty graphic, but like the comic book gets pretty dark.
From what we've seen from the show, it's pretty intense.
Yeah. Yeah.
The show, I really enjoy the show. That's another one that we still need to finish.
I think I watched one Watchmen comic, but it was very interesting. Brian or Pickle?
What?
What's the most like unique movie that you've seen, or like it's shot in a different way than most movies are?
Oh God, or Midsommar.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably the most unique. Actually, yeah, I'm gonna use that one because that is
Midsommar is wild.
It's not something you expect.
Favorite, Hardcore Henry.
What is that one about?
I assume that
literally
I
a movie
that.
Just filmed all in first person of this guy going around.
Oh yeah.
That movie was very unique.
Actually, I have two for unique movies. One is Midsommar, because Midsommar is like an insane movie.
If you haven't seen it, whew.
And it's a lot. It gets pretty crazy, and like the very ending of it is like holy shit. The very end of it is very weird and crazy, but I like it.
It's a bear.
My mother was a bear. But if you could change your fate, would you?
Would you?
The other movie was Boyhood, because they literally filmed this kid growing up from like 10 years old
that
until he turned out like 18 or something.
That movie, it was a cool concept. That movie was the most boring thing I've ever seen.
It really is a boring movie. It really is. But I just like the concept of it. Like filming a family for like... They're not a family, but like actors as a family for like 10 years or something. And they just come back every year and just film like a scene or two. Yeah. That's the craziest movie that I've ever seen.
Oh, right.
Oh. Man.
These things are spicy.
Craziest YouTube video you've ever seen.
It's not a movie. Has to be movies, like something movie related.
That is the topic for today.
Yeah. Anything movie, like anything you can think of, like Marvel movies. Like, what's your? I mean, we kind of talked about comic book movies, but like, I guess.
You're excited over there, people?
No, I have wandering hands.
He's just.
My
wandering hands.
But the fact that they're. I don't know. I don't know if they're introducing... They still haven't confirmed yet, which I think they are, like, the Netflix characters into the Marvel Universe. Because I don't know what they're going to do with Iron Fist, because I know everyone hates fucking whatever. I don't know what his name is. The guy who plays Danny Rand.
They're all gone. They all got canceled.
Yeah, they did, but Charlie Cox said he would come back as Daredevil.
Yeah, he said he would, but doesn't mean he will.
I know.
Well, okay, so
well, that's what I'm wondering if it actually happens.
There is a pretty big rumor going around that to help Peter, because at the end of Spider-Man.
They hire
Matt Murdock
as his lawyer to help him through the case or whatever. See, from Mysterio.
But at the end, Sony got Spider-Man back, so.
Well, I think they were going to do that regardless if he was going to go back to Sony or not, because it would be even more of a nightmare if he was just at Sony, I think.
No. Marvel literally got him to do, like, the second movie with Mysterio as the villain. Shortly after they were done filming that movie and everything, Sony's just like, oh, we actually want Spider-Man back. The ending of the second Spider-Man is just pointless because they can't continue on from that because now Sony has Spider-Man back, so they have to
They got him back.
They got him back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sony got him back. That's what I was
saying. No. Marvel got him, actually.
Yeah.
Because Tom Holland actually went to Bob Iger, who is the president and CEO of Disney, and he was like, if you do not get a deal with Sony, then I'm done with Spider-Man. So they actually got him back. Marvel got him back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe for like one more movie.
Oh, no.
They said they have to re-up the contract because technically the contract states 3 movies. So potentially they could
do one more movie and then they
one more movie and be done. People think that they were using that tactic to get a better deal from Disney because I don't know, because Disney can buy the character of Spider-Man, they could, right now, as it stands, for, I don't know, like a couple million dollars.
Yeah, but Sony won't budge because Sony wants Spider-Man.
The reason they're doing it is they can get more money.
Yeah, neither one.
They're going budging to sell it eventually.
At the end
they're
of the day,
to.
No one is budging because nobody wants right. to share.
They will, though. So, they will, though. Mm. I have a feeling. Because Sony doesn't put out very many movies anymore, besides Into the Spider-Verse. Like, that was the biggest movie that they've done.
They don't put out any more movies at the moment, but they can if they have Spider-Man back.
Yeah.
They can put out a lot more movies, and they have Venom, so they can fit Venom and Spider-Man.
The fan uproar from them taking Spider-Man out of the MCU and him not being able to be any of the Avengers movies, I think people would riot. They'd be very upset.
People were upset, but then there was another side of people that's just like, oh, Venom is also a part of Sony. They can do so much with that. Maybe this isn't all so bad. So either way, Spider-Man's literally not being shared by anybody. It's just getting pulled in both directions.
I think they actually came up with a deal so Tom Holland could be in the next Venom. No, not the next Venom. The third Venom movie. I think he's going to make a cameo. His Spider-Man's going to make a cameo in the second one.
See, that's what they said about the first Venom movie. Like, Tom Holland's making a cameo, and it never happened.
Well, that's what they said, but I think, because in Morbius, you can see in the Morbius trailer, they're making reference to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Which is weird, Michael because Keaton. they used the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, but...
Plus Michael Keaton.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Michael Keaton showed up as the Vulture at the end of that trailer. So... And Morbius is connected to Venom. They confirmed that. So they are going to put Tom Holland in a Venom movie. It's just, I don't know if it's going to be the next one or the third one.
That's probably because he's technically with Sony now and Marvel at the same time. So
it's always been like that, though. It's always been. They've always shared him, but eventually, like originally.
For a while, Marvel had him.
So this is how it goes. It went Marvel. And then they sold to Sony because they weren't making money off of any of those. I think that was in like 1990 something. And Sony put out the original Spider-Man movies.
Yes.
And then they rebooted it again into Amazing Spider-Man. That bombed. And so they were actually going to have Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man, but they decided that they were going to reboot it again with Tom Holland. So Sony and Marvel shared after that point. So technically it went, they were sharing the rights. But then Sony was like, I'm just going to take the character back, I guess. I don't know why they did that. And then Tom Holland did that. And then now it's shared again. So technically they both have the rights. But I think that Disney's going to buy. Yes. Disney Marvel is going to buy the rights from them again. So technically it's their character, you know.
That's what I would say.
It's a lot of convoluted
bullshit. It's just a bunch of contracts and mumbo jumbo. It's just ridiculous. They keep it's kind of like the Hulk, because the Hulk, they can't make a solo Hulk movie because Universal actually has the rights to Hulk solo movie.
Yep.
They can use Hulk in any other movie, but he cannot have his own movie because Universal has the rights to his solo movie. Still, I don't know. But Hulk was actually the first shared character that they have.
Anyway,
which I also, speaking of which, I enjoy the Incredible Hulk movie.
I don't think it's bad.
You should be up here talking about.
I'm getting milk.
I'm making popcorn.
We can talk about it.
Exactly.
They can hear us.
But no, people are probably gonna choke me out for this, but I enjoy the Incredible Hulk movie.
I mean, I don't think they will, because I've talked to people and they actually do enjoy the Incredible Hulk.
I think I think more people don't like the original Hulk movie than anything.
Oh,
because the one who is that Ed Bana or something like that.
I don't know.
The CGI. No. This is the original Hulk, 2003
the
or
Hulk
something.
Movie.
I actually have that movie. Yeah,
I know Edward Norton was Bruce Banner in
the
Hulk movie.
That's the Incredible Hulk. I'm
talking about
there's
the
2003.
Studios.
Yeah, there's another one.
The Universal Studios Hulk movie that nobody ever talks about.
No, nobody talks about because it's an awful movie.
It's so bad. You are my power, take it.
Here, I will show you a picture.
Hulked out poodles.
Oh, I've seen the movie.
It's got the hulked out poodles.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know what movie you're talking about.
Hulked out poodle, Rottweiler, and Pitbull, I believe.
Images. Yeah, this one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Wait, let me see.
I've seen that movie.
Oh god.
The really awful CGI Hulk.
Yes.
Because this is Incredible Hulk, and the Incredible Hulk is the 2008 one, Edward Norton. Ed Bana was the Hulk in that movie, or whatever is what is his name? Hulk, 2003. It was. Yeah, wait, it's loading here.
What's it rated?
PG-13.
No, for reviews.
Oh, it's Eric Bana. Sam Elliott was in that one actually.
Yeah.
No, what's it rated for reviews?
This one has actually a 62% on Rotten Tomatoes, and Metacritic it has 54%. 72 users on Google actually liked the Hulk movie, which I don't under like. That movie was really bad.
Yeah. It really was. I thought I just couldn't understand it because I was a kid.
No,
but try to watch it as an adult.
No, it's
and
still
it's just
sense.
Like okay, so. Why the toads?
I don't know.
look,
they started marketing this as the Marvel Studios movie, even though it's technically it's Edward Norton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyways, what were you saying? You're saying something about the toads?
Oh God, yeah, in the original, the toads.
Yes,
they were testing the gamma radiation on the toads, and then one toad, they're just like. Oh man, it's working. It's going great. All of a sudden the toad just starts inflating and just
and
it just blows up.
And
doesn't it even make that sound too? Just like
yeah, it's a group. I remember there's a I think they were doing backstory of Hulk when he was
Did
a kid.
Just
was
that,
hear that? Yeah, I heard that. The random
child.
Yeah. But no, they were doing it like a backstory of what was it in the original Hulk where his mom died or something?
Oh yeah, his mom died and the dad was.
And they were trying to figure out who killed the mom in the original Hulk movie.
Yeah, and it was the dad.
Was it the dad that killed?
I believe it was the dad.
Spoilers.
But and they're just they're sitting there, and for some reason, it goes back in time, and the grown up versions of them are standing on the side.
Yeah, yes, this is why I was like, this is why I find it so weird because it was the adult,
the little kid, little kid Bruce walks up to his mom, and he's got a crack in his fucking forehead. And and the mom's one of the other moms is like, God damn, your kid's tough.
Yeah.
My kid my kid walked up to me like that, he'd be screaming bloody murder. And she's just like, yeah, he's strong. And that's...
he's strong. Ha ha ha. Making reference to him becoming the Hulk one day. Ha ha ha. He's strong.
And then the dad becomes this fucking astral black ghost.
I'm glad me and Trevor share the same views on the first episode. He was just like, oh, you guys started off eating on the first episode, unsubscribed. I'm like, yeah, thank you. I was like, thank you. Maybe they'll learn now and not eat.
We're not, okay, we're not going to, forewarning for anybody who watched our first episode, we're not going to be eating Karis on stream again.
Shout out to Trevor. Thank you for calling that one out.
Because we've gotten a couple people saying that it's just like, no. Like, we were don't just, do that.
We were eating carrots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're hungry. I'm sorry.
I was one of the people that said you shouldn't. Right, be doing exactly. Because that's just really annoying. But, you know.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I have a. I get very hungry very fast. I'm always hungry. So.
Always time to eat before.
That's it. Steve, you're right. You're right. Or during break or something.
Yes.
Yes, we're going to be doing that from now on. We won't be eating on podcasts, so.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thank you. Thank you, Trevor. at Trevor.
We love you, Trevor.
Also, thank you for making our logo. We appreciate you.
Well, he hasn't done it yet.
Well, not yet, but I'm talking about, like, future Trevor, yes, you know?
He's
yeah,
going
exactly.
To. He's going to.
Future Trevor. Thank you. We love you so much. And
well,
thank
we also
you.
Love you, present Trevor.
Yeah.
Past Trevor.
If I knew his art.
Oh, my God.
If I knew where he did his art and his art name, I would just give him a shout out.
No, we don't. Her. Yeah, we don't live. We don't live. We don't love just future Trevor. We love present Trevor and past Trevor and all those Trevors.
Oh my God, now I'm just thinking of Trevor and fucking Christmas Story.
Oh my God.
Christmas Carol.
Wait, Trevor from the Christmas Story?
No, as Scrooge.
Oh my God. Trevor instead. So you're saying it's Trevor as Scrooge?
Yeah.
I'm imagining him, you know, in the Muppets Christmas Carol. Trevor in the Muppets Christmas Carol. My voice just cracked when I said that. Yikes. Guys, I turned it. I'm going through puberty all over again.
Puberty?
Puberty. Yes. Yeah, exactly. But, exactly.
Oh, man. So, do you know what Stan Lee said that his favorite cameo was?
Was it Mallrats? No, that's not even. Never mind. Ignore that. No,
that was a cameo.
He did make a cameo, but you're talking about Marvel Universe.
Yes, I'm talking about Marvel Universe.
Yes, not Mallrats. That's no. Anyways, wasn't it?
Do we only have like?
We only
three
have
more
like
minutes.
Two and a half, 2 minutes and 15
and
seconds.
That's like the whole episode, right there.
Yeah.
Oh, right on. I just didn't know how this. Anyway. Yeah, we might want to discuss that.
Is it? I wanted to say him as a mailman in the Fantastic Four because I love that. Is it?
Yeah.
Is
yeah,
it really?
That's it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's his favorite character. Absolutely. Too.
I thought it would be him as the Watcher, or he's not a Watcher, but he's like a messenger
no.
to the Watchers.
He is a Watcher. They confirmed it that he was a Watcher.
I'm very happy that they did that right before he passed away because that was pretty close to right before he passed away. So, but his last cameo is that they haven't released. No, is there one more cameo that he has in the Marvel Universe, or is that
no,
he's done?
No, they gave him a shout out on the last cameo that he did, which
was Spider-Man.
Yes,
which was him as his picture as a police officer. So he technically
no, that was he was the. He was in the vehicle. He was in the car. He was driving. He looked like Elvis.
Was it that movie?
In what movie?
In Far From Home?
Are they going Far From Home?
No, that's... I think
no,
you're talking
about...
No, no, no. You're talking about Endgame.
Yeah.
Endgame.
Oh, no, no, no.
And Far From Home came out. I think that Far From Home that technically did not have a cameo because it was just him as a police officer.
Yeah.
So I think... Because Captain Marvel came
yes,
before
his
that.
His last cameo was
Endgame. Yeah.
Where he was.
He had
driving.
The hair.
I love the hair. One in the Captain Marvel, though, where it's talking about the Mallrats, where he's like, I'm going
yeah.
to go do Mallrats.
But, anyways, we have 30 more seconds, so
no,
let's wrap it up here.
Ah! Hey guys,
And I'm Speedy.
I'm still on my phone like I have been this whole time, but I'm Pickle.
God damn it, we love you, Pickle.
But we hope to see you on the next episode.
We love you guys so much, and we hope you guys are enjoying our random bullshit.
Right. Sorry about the carrots.
Sorry about the carrots. We love you.
Sorry about them.
Ba, 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 woo!